Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the morning mess is back with a staycation set up. Can we all say good morning to Brenda?
Morning!
Hi!
Hi, Brenda. So we hear there's a situation with your man, Manny.
Yeah.
So what did Manny do?
He plays on a co-ed soccer team, and I went to go watch, and at the end of one of the games, I don't know if he, like, forgot I was there or what, but he spanked one of the girls' butts.
Was she good-looking?
Yeah, she's pretty.
You don't say that.
Wait, what was her reaction? Was it like...
She giggled.
Oh.
That's the worst part. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously I know a lot about sports, but I think that you all here on the show know a little bit more.
Okay.
But the booty smacking, that's kind of normal in some sports, isn't it?
Right. No, it really is.
But that's like a quick thing.
I thought you only slapped the butt if it was like two guys and two girls.
Absolutely.
Right, that too. Yeah,
that's inappropriate.
Let's be a little more kosher. Yeah, and I was really upset. He tried to play it off by like, yeah, it's just a team thing.
Right. You know. Do you know the girl? Are you guys mutual friends with her?
I'm not friends with her, but because he plays on the team, I know who she is. Her name is Cynthia.
Her name is Cynthia?
Cynthia, yeah.
You don't like her, do you?
No, well, definitely not now.
Did he know you were there at the game, or you just kind of showed up?
I told him I was coming, so it's possible I didn't give a big enough, hey, here I am, but...
You shouldn't have to.
Right.
That part I could understand him. I mean, he's playing the actual game. I'm sure he could be getting caught up in all of that, but...
That could happen, too.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that part's understandable, but the big thing here for me is, like, so you see the situation that happens. Anything else in your relationship that you've noticed has changed, or do you feel more distance or something like that from him?
Not really, but, you know, now that happened, I'm like... second-guessing everything. If he doesn't text me in the morning, he still does. But, it, like, if he forgets, you know, I've just been pretty paranoid lately.
He must be at soccer practice.
Okay. Really?
It's a hell of a league. Did you confront your man, Brenda?
Yes.
You did.
In private, I freaked out. But he just kept denying it, said I was being crazy. You know, it's like you guys were saying, it's a sports thing. And I'm like, I don't even care if it's a sports thing. Please don't do that.
Well, obviously, you're worried that he's kicking balls in her net. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to give him a call from a free romantic staycation. Ask that one question, Nishi.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we are hoping he says your name, Brenda. If he says Cynthia or any other girl's name, he has some explaining to do, and the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
All right. We do have these counselors on standby if you do want to work on the relationship. Any thought process of that? Would you want to maybe give him a second chance if he is cheating, or are you over it?
Oh, no. Oh, over it. I don't mess around like that.
Okay, well, either way, the option's going to be available to you, and we're going to find out once and for all what's going on, all right?
Great.
Staycation setup, sub next with your morning mess. The morning mess is back with this staycation setup. We had spoke to Brenda. Concerns that her man, Manny, is cheating on her. She let him know she's going to go to this co-ed soccer league that he's in. Well, while she's on that bleacher watching her man and team do very well in the game, one of his co-ed partners on the team, her name is Cynthia, did very well. So much so, he gave her a spank on the butt. Now, usually we see this in sports. Usually it's guys to guys, girls to girls. You've seen it, right, Anish? Brenda, who's on the line, you didn't take kindly to this at all.
No, it was not a quick little sportsman slap.
You confronted your man, though. You told him about it.
Yeah, afterwards, when we were in private, I kind of blew up.
Right. What was his response?
Oh, he denied it, saying I was overreacting. It's just how people do when you're playing in a sports game and making me feel like an idiot. Annoying.
Honey, we talk about this all the time. One of the consistent things when we are talking to women is intuition. If your intuition is telling you that something's not right, what we're going to do is the staycation setup, just like you asked us for. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and I'm going to ask him, who he wants to bring on that free romantic stay. The only name he should be saying is yours. But what was the name of that girl that was on his team again?
Cynthia.
Mm. So we'll make sure he says Cynthia or anything else. Let him have it.
All right, let's give him a call. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Manny?
Yeah. Who's this?
Sorry, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. Calling just to confirm those details with you. But first, congratulations on being our grand prize winner.
You know what? I think you got the wrong number. I didn't enter, like, any prize or anything. Have a good day.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, your name is Manny, correct?
It is, yeah.
Well, does match up with the number that I have here, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on this opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime and very limited-time offer here. We're putting you up in that penthouse suite, no expenses, no deposits, fees, or taxes, and I just wanted to get a review of your experience in return for the stay, so it's a really good thing you'd be missing out on.
This isn't like one of those timeshare things.
No, not at all. There's no timeshares available here at the Aurora Hotel, so it's really easy. Again, just stay here for the weekend and then review us on Google and Yelp. And I have your reservation in front of me right now, so if you have a moment, we can get that set up.
All right, but look, like, the first second that I hear anything, like, that's sketching me out on this call, I'm gone. All right?
No problem, sir. And feel free to ask me any questions along the way. I've got some questions just for you. So, Manny, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, since this is a romantic weekend, your way to show some appreciation for that special someone in your life, I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say, and you just let me know when you're ready for me to write down.
To celebrate the win.
I have that down here, Manny. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? For security purposes, we just need the full name.
Okay. Sure. Her name's Cynthia.
I can't believe you.
Manny, hey, really quick. We're actually live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, you're on the radio because you're a piece of shit, and I knew you were cheating on me with that stupid
I can't believe this.
So, yeah, that's your girlfriend Brenda's on the line.
I can't believe you.
Manny, this girl Cynthia, obviously you're trying to spend a weekend with her, or you already have?
No, like that.
You're a terrible liar.
We just won the game, so, like, I wanted to, like, celebrate hard after we
You want to celebrate hard, yeah.
Oh,
that part we got.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
How about okay that you're sorry? That's kind of why you're on the phone right now.
To what?
As to why you're taking your teammate to a hotel room.
Because I'm sleeping with her.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
Because she pays attention to me.
So why didn't you just break it off with Brenda at this point?
I don't know. I was hoping she'd figure it out. You know?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like
I need to figure it out.
Her, but like
I'm not
your
a
head
good
out of...
soccer player. How long has this been going on?
I don't know. A while. Couple of months.
Wow.
We've only been together like 6 months.
That was a quick game.
Joey, really?
This is over. I hope Cynthia breaks up with you. This is disgusting. What you did to me, you're just going to do to her.
The side chick never breaks up with a guy. This is her whole purpose, for you to break up with him. She wins another game.
Oh,
stop.
My God.
Give her a pat on the butt.
Okay, can we please hang up on Manny now?
Yeah, Manny, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, you shouldn't be embarrassed, but I definitely get where you're coming from. This is really freaking embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
You got to move on. You know, Liabetes is still on these streets, this guy obviously has...
Oh, my God.
Liabetes.
Yeah. He's had it for months now.
Right?
What is this, the official diagnosis?
Type 1. He has type 1 liabetes.
Okay, all right.
Here's the thing. Maybe he's onto something. Maybe join a co-ed sport and meet some other men in your life.
Does he have any cute teammates?
Honestly, I don't want to date anyone who plays on co-ed teams.
Oh, okay. Do you like kicking balls? They got these kickball teams, co-ed kickball teams.
Oh, my God.
I heard they're hella fun.
Girl, you don't even have to answer anything. Hold on 1 second.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.